Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, yo, speed my ransom gems. Speed my ransom gems. Y'all can do it, we discover. Peace to all the kings and the queens, word the mother lie. Speed my ransom gems. Speed my ransom gems. Y'all can do it, we discover. Peace to all the kings and the queens, word the mother lie.
So welcome back to another episode of Rants and Gems. My name is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but better known as an MG, the mortgage guy, a.k.a. International MG.
And my name is Kiana Watson, license number 317576, broker extraordinaire, hashtag international, hashtag with or without, all of that.
Hashtag burning sage. Hashtag burning sage. Yeah, you're a nut. I swear.
Consistently.
All right, so we got a dope episode today. All right, we're gonna talk. A lot of y'all is always in the comments, in the DMs, talking about NACA. So we're gonna give y'all a NACA episode today. We got two parts to this episode. First part, we're gonna talk from a buyer's perspective, someone who house hacked with NACA and has a nice portfolio. And then the second part of this episode is we're going to talk from the real estate broker perspective and how to get your office accepted nationwide using the NACA program. So first things first is my guy, Andre, a.k.a. Renaissance125 on Instagram. This is my guy. He represents the Chi. Shout out to Chicago in the building. I love Chicago, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Chicago's a whole vibe.
Hey.
It's just biggest. Too damn cold.
Yeah, it is cold. It's freezing right now.
It's the windy city.
It is.
For a damn reason. It is windy out there. Yeah. But shout out to my guy, Dre. Introduce yourself to the people, bro.
Hey, like you said, Andre Haynes from Chicago, the South Side, the Ida B. Wells Projects. I've managed to attain over $1.5 million through the NACA program by house hacking and dividing and conquering. And that's what I'm here to talk about y'all today.
Nice. There we go. So real quick, this is live. So I'm going to say this on camera. Dre, when it's red right there, that's the camera. When it's red on there, that's your camera.
Okay.
All right. So that's live. For the audience.
Let me tell the people something. Y'all really want to take notes on this program because NACA is the best program in the world for no money down and the lowest interest rate on buying a property. So if you don't know what NACA is, that is what NACA is. It's going to give you the ability to purchase a home with no money out of pocket and a very low interest rate. Take notes and be prepared because this is the NACA man right here.
Absolutely. So let's start off with the first question, Dre. When did you fall in love with real estate?
After my first NACA deal.
talk about it.
I read about, you know, the power of real estate and, you know, everything. You know, I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, all of that stuff got my mind right. But, like, when I actually, like, had the experience and I felt, like, the freedom that I had after I bought that first floor unit, and I could just, like, walk into my job and, like, look at my bosses, like, who the hell y'all talking to? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's when I knew, like, yeah, you know what I mean?
That's when you fell in love with real
estate.
Yeah,
that's when I fell in love with real estate because I knew it was, like, this was the key to my freedom. Like, this was, like, my out right here.
So what made you choose NACA over all the other programs that's out there in the world today?
Some excellent advice from a mentor of mine. I reached out to her after saving probably, like, 10, 12 grand. And I had been working at a dead-end job probably for a long time, like just way longer than I wanted to, but I did good at the job, and I was saving up my money, you know what I mean? I just got to a point where I was just tired of being broke, you know what I mean? And I just started really saving my money, educating myself, reading books, Money Master the Game, all of that kind of stuff. And like I said, I saved a nice amount of bread, so I reached out to a big sister, a mentor of mine. I'm like, yo, I'm ready to buy a house. And she was like, man, that's cool. But you should consider getting you a multi-unit, especially in your situation. You know what I mean? Like, you know how you like to live. You know what I mean? You're a young, flashy dude. You know what I mean? You like to, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like kick it and like just live a certain type of lifestyle. And that'll be the best thing for you, because what it doesn't do is lock you into having to pay an expense for the rest of your life. But what it does is it gives you cash flow for the rest of your life. And it also allows you to live for free. So that way, the money that you're working for, whatever money that you are generating, you get to keep it, you know what I mean, and build business with it, go buy more real estate, whatever it is that you want to do. And that made all the sense in the world to me, because it was just confirmation for when I had just read in Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Yeah. And she was like, look, I'm going to get you to play. It's this program called NACA. No money down, lowest interest rate in the world. They pay for your attorney, they pay for your agent costs, just all of these different things. I'm like, the fuck out of here, you lying. I'm like, you lying. So she like, no, I'm not. So I went to the program, did everything that I needed to do as far as, you know, the registration process. They got like this long ass intro meeting where you got to sit for like 3 or 4 hours just like to get the full play and understand like everything that's going on. And I did everything that I needed to do. And from there, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it. And I signed up. They gave me my first meeting with my mortgage counselor. And that was probably like the turning point for me, because I had a really, really cool mortgage counselor. And it was all based on like sneakers. He saw I came in, he saw I had on.
First of all, shout out to those kicks. I ain't gonna hold you up. You know, I'm a sneakerhead. Troy would appreciate those too.
Calls Jordan 4s.
I think I like those sneakers.
Yeah, so.
So for the people that are listening, they're all black, and it has, like, little Jordans on it or something.
No, it's like these little hands. So the artist that Jordan did a collaboration with, his name is Brian Dolan Call. He's from New York. He's a street artist. And I collect a lot of his art personally around my house, too. We'll get into that because I do Pier Space. And he did a collaboration with Jordan, and I bought these shoes probably like 3-4 years ago for like $200. Right now, they probably worth like $2,200. This is the first time they ever touched concrete.
Oh, baby, watch your step. Watch your step on the way out.
Yeah, but that me walking into the office, I had on like a fresh pair of mics, and he was like, "Man, I was trying to get those for my son. I couldn't get them. How you get them?" And you know, we just started having a conversation, and we vibed, and I was telling him what my goals were. And he was like, man, I like you. You know what I mean? I like what you're trying to do. So I'm going to give you the play. Look, this you do. Don't use this program to get no 1 unit, no 2 unit, no 3 unit. He's like, go out to a 4 unit. He's like, the more units, yeah, if you get you a 2 unit, you know what I mean? It'll kind of like help you pay your mortgage. It'll help you with the mortgage payment. You get you a 3 unit. That's cool. If somebody move out, you still going to end up probably having to pay a little bit. But if you get that 4, if somebody move out, you still got 2 people, you know what I mean, paying your mortgage down. If you got 2 people moving out, you still got somebody helping you to pay your mortgage down. And it's rare that you're going to have that many people moving out at the same time.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So he was like, the more units you get, that's the more cash flow that you're going to have. And that's the more freedom that you're going to have. And from there, I just took his advice and started doing everything that I needed to do to qualify for the program. So when I first went through, I wasn't quite ready. I had a car note. He's like, how much is your payment on your car note to just get it paid off? I'm like, $3,000. He's like, dude, you got that in your account. Go pay that off right now. He's like, pay it off in full. Bring the paperwork back. It don't got a report. He's like, just bring the document that says that you paid it, and we'll, you know what I'm saying, get that to the underwriter, and they'll prove that as a paid off, you know what I mean, debt. Maybe like some Sprint phone bills, a little stuff like that. You know, at the time, like, I was like really just trying to figure my life out and get everything, like, you know what I mean, in order. And he was just like teaching me a lot of little stuff about just like credit and stuff like that. Like I say, he was the coolest mortgage counselor you'll ever find. And I did everything that he said to do. And after a while, I got my approval letter and I went out and started searching. And I got me a 4-unit property, man, a brick 4-unit in a very nice neighborhood. You don't have to buy in a poor neighborhood. You don't have to buy in a slum neighborhood. It's like, I've taken advantage of this program. Like I say, when I say to the max, to the max. I got me a brick 4-unit in a really nice Chicago suburb. Amenities, buses, train lines, Walmart, shopping, churches, like the expressway, everything's 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes from downtown Chicago.
How much you pay for the property?
$360,000.
How long ago was this?
This was in 2015.
2015, yeah. So about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And right now the property probably worth like $510,000. On top nice. Of me paying it down. So I probably got about 210 grand equity in it over that amount of time. But I bought the property, it was fully occupied and it had 1 unit available, which was like the perfect situation because I needed to move in a unit. The unit that was available, it was renovated, ready to go. And I took advantage of the program by taking advantage of all of the benefits. The interest rate buy down, the whole 4-unit thing, mm-hmm. I got seller's concessions at the time when you were able to get seller's concessions. And I used those seller's concessions to buy my interest rate down to 2.5%, which saved me a ton on the mortgage.
2.5% 7 years ago was unheard of.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I never refinance.
Yeah, there's no reason to refinance. You got something?
I'm like, there's no reason to refinance. Yeah. So now that you got the property, so you moved in, what are you cash flowing every monthly on this property?
So on this property, initially the rents were low. And over 7 years at this point, I'm cash flowing probably $1,700-$1,800. Mm-hmm. Easy. That's what a unit taking.
So $1,700 after all expenses are paid.
Yeah.
So you're living for free.
Yeah, absolutely.
How much money, let me rewind, how much money when you closed did you come out of pocket with?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, I kept all of my money, and I even walked away from the closing table with a $5,000 check.
So
they give you money.
Whoa. So you walked away with $5K in your pocket. You made $200K in equity so far in 7 years, and you're making $1,700 net on a monthly basis.
And when I closed on the property, the first day, I closed at the end of the month, so everybody paid their rent on time. So I walked into three checks on top of the $5,000, on top of the money that I had saved up.
That's a big gem.
Big.
Listen.
Yeah.
Big gem. Didn't I tell y'all to take notes? That's a good thing about NACA, and we always hear about the NACA program, and at least you listened to your counselor and you followed all the steps.
Yeah.
So could you tell people, what were some of the biggest hurdles that you faced going through the NACA program? Because so many people quit.
The same thing that they face, the rough communication, the lack of just like, you know, interest, you know what I mean? Sometimes it seems like, but I also had like people in the office, like I just had like people who were drawn to me, and I just built really good relationships in the office. And a lady at the front desk, she used to see me come in frustrated all the time. And she used to be like, come here, baby, let me talk to you. And she was like, that's what she said. She's like, listen, this is what you got to do. She said, you have to stay on these people's ass. If you want to get your deal done, you got to come to this office. You got to knock on doors, knock shit off the desk, like whatever you need to do to let these people know you serious. Sometimes you got to do that because they're not going to take you serious otherwise. And she was like, another thing, make sure all of your documents are always up to date. So if you get paid every 2 weeks, send them that document. Every time a bank statement come out, don't fall behind on your documentation, because a lot of times, like, you'll go in for your meeting and be like, I sent you that already. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't send an up-to-date document. Like, you didn't get paid 4 times since the last time I saw you, and we just don't have this stuff. So a lot of people get frustrated with the documentation and just the communication. But for me, it just made all the sense in the world. Like, I get all of this for nothing, and all I got to deal with is a little bit, just a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, just push back. Like, yeah. I'm cool with that because I knew the situation that I was going to be in. Most people, when they're buying their first property, you know what I mean, like, they could barely buy furniture, you know what I'm saying? They sleeping on a mattress on the floor sometimes, like, until they able to feel it. Like, man, I was able to go put TVs on the wall. I went and bought a Jag. Like, boy, like, I went crazy, like, after I closed. Like, because I couldn't, you know, do the process. You can't spend no money. You can't do nothing. So for me to walk away with all that bread and the freedom on top of me still working, I'm like, I'm finna go get a Jag. I put money in the stock market. Like, I just started going crazy because I had the information. It's just like, all right, now I got the money. Now I know what to do with it. And that could set me up to be able to, like, do everything that I'm doing now. Since that first deal, I done obtained another property that's worth $1 million. I done built a brand, a clothing brand. I've become an author. I travel. I do public speaking. Just podcast constantly, like, just, and NACA set me up to do all of that. And I haven't worked in 6 years. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I was able to step away from my job and just, like, really, like, start living on my own terms thanks to NACA.
Damn. That's powerful.
Yeah.
That's powerful. So NACA helped you buy your freedom.
Man, I ain't even have to buy it. They gave it to me. Like, you see, like, I ain't spent no money. They gave it to me right here. You just, all you had to do was follow the instructions.
How long did it take you to go through from the beginning to the end of your process with NACA?
So my first NACA meeting, like, when I went to that 4-hour meeting, it was probably in, like, October, and I closed in May.
Yeah.
But I also had some things that I need to do on my end as far as, like, you know, finances, paperwork, all of that stuff that I need to get in order, too. So a lot of times when people hear this program, they just hear this, like, too good to be true program, and they go running towards like, oh man, my credit could be me. Like, no, your credit can't be messed up and all that. Like, you, it's the same process that you go through with any other home buying program as far as paperwork and everything else. Yeah. They're just more so concerned about your debt to income ratio than your credit score. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you can't have any negatives or none of that type of stuff on your credit. You know what I mean? It's still the same thing, but it's just like they're not as strict as far as like their credit and stuff like that, their credit rules and stuff like that.
So you have this full family, you have your freedom. Are you having long-term tenants, or are you doing it in these little hacks where you're doing like Airbnb,
so
peer space, things of that nature?
So I have started doing peer space and Airbnb because this is what happened. So after I got the first property, I used to take my ex-girlfriend with me at the time, with me to all of my meetings and stuff like that. And again, I had a cool mortgage counselor. He's like, listen, this is the play.
Yeah.
Bring her back after you get your deal and y'all get another one.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah, he was like, bring her back and y'all get another one. So we did that 3 years later. And with this one, I know the program, you know what I mean? I know Chicago, I know all of the rules. You can get up to a 4-unit that's worth up to $900,000. You know, all of these different things that the average person.
You do it all without breaking a sweat. And you do it all in style. From being a boss exec to getting the kids ready for school, checking homework, family dinners, lunches and brunches with your day ones, trips to the salon, and weekend getaways are anything but a getaway. That's why Infiniti fully reimagined the QX60 to help you conquer it all with ease. A luxury SUV as functional as it is stylish, and as versatile as it is serene. Even when you have back-to-back conference calls on top of the kids' basketball practices, not to mention your side hustles, it's all done with grace. The all-new Infiniti QX60 has available features like seating for up to 7 passengers, a suite of active safety features, and massaging front seats. It's the SUV designed to help you conquer life in style. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
There's no note, and with me knowing how they qualify you based on the rents that the property is already generating, I'm like, I can go big at this point. Like, as long as the rents can cover whatever the mortgage is, or at least like a big bulk of that, and I can cover whatever my payment gonna be, like I can start looking on the north side. So I'm looking like in Chicago, Lincoln Park, Bucktown, Westtown, Ukrainian Village. These are all like the $1 million properties, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we took her up north, and we got a property, a 4-unit, that's really 2 properties in one. It's a 3-unit building on the front of the lot, and y'all call them ADUs out here?
Yeah,
we call them coach houses in Chicago.
Coach houses,
so it's a coach house, but this ain't no regular coach house.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker big, big rooftop, see the city skyline, floating stairs, coffered ceilings. The dude who developed it, he's a developer, and he owned it, and he lived in it, right? So we went over there talking to him or whatever, and he wanted to do a deal with us because everybody else who was coming through, they were, like, lowballing him because he was a older Puerto Rican guy. He ain't, like I said, he ain't look like no rich guy, none, you know what I mean? But he was a developer, and he knew his area because he grew up in the area. It was a gentrifying neighborhood called Humble Park. And now, like I say, they building, like I say, $1 million properties over there. And he's like, man, I'm just glad a young brown couple came in, so I'm willing to give y'all whatever y'all need. He gave us $40,000. We had to come up with $70,000, but it wasn't for a down payment. It was about an interest rate down. On this one, we got the interest rate down to 0.8%.
What?
What?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I think the rum punch got it. What?
What year was this?
This was in 2019.
Okay, so in 2019. Wow, that is an amazing. That's an amazing interest rate, you guys. Okay.
0.8. And and the rents in the area, I'm talking like you getting $1,600 for a 1-bedroom.
Do you mind telling us what that building is cash flowing?
Right now it ain't cash flowing. Listen, right now it ain't cash flowing nothing. And I try to keep it real because I just got hit with like a $33,000 plumbing issue. So that took all the cash flow away. But it's all good though, because it come with the territory, you know what I mean? And luckily and like thank God, like just we were in position to have the bread. You know what I'm saying? Like, and to be able to take care of it. Like, I ain't stressed about it. I ain't messed up about it. Of course, it, you know, left one of them little feelings in my stomach. Like, damn, $30,000? Like,
You know what
I'm saying? Like, that's another property, essentially, that I can go get. But I did what I had to do because my garden unit kept flooding. You know what I mean? So we had to get that taken care of. But outside of that, that property was cash flowing probably, man, at least easy $2,000. With us living in the big, giant house, like, And with that, I do Peer Space, and I do Airbnb for my other joint too. So Peer Space has been busting off the chain for the house. When I say off the chain, every young rap artist in Chicago want to come to my house and sit on my stairs. Like, and rap about selling drugs and shooting niggas and shit.
Like, you know? I'm sorry, but you guys listen, to try to keep PG-13.
I'm sorry, y'all, but it's the truth, and yeah. It's cool because what it does, man, it allows me to interact with these young dudes who were like me at one point, and I get to get in the game because they be like, you own this? Like, yeah, that's me, bro. And they be like, you look like us. You talk like us. You dress like us. You in here smoking weed like us. Like, yeah. And it's all me. Like, and you can do the same thing. They be like, how?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that gives me like a bridge and a connection to a younger group of individuals who may not even have access to somebody to share this information with them. And I feel like God put that, just that, you know what I mean, that peer space and just that in my life for me to be able to interact with these young men, because that's all that come to my spot.
That's an amazing story, honestly. Yeah. It truly is. And we always say that. It's incredible. Like, I read this meme a while ago. It was like, especially as black people, most of the time we're taught to look like, dress like, talk like certain people. But when you go to different, like in other cultures, it's like they look like, talk like, dress like themselves because they were taught to be owners. But we were a lot of time raised to be employees and to be workers. So we think professionalism has to look a certain way. We think that ownership has to look a certain way. And we have to shift our mindset from that, because this one right here, he gonna dress like, walk like, talk like what he wants, but they gonna pay him to take pictures in his property. Facts. So when you own, you can own yourself.
Facts. Good facts.
And the crazy thing is, like, even saying that, with the first property, I had all older tenants, man. They were looking at me like, he buying the property? And like, I would go over there dressed like this, you know, collecting the rent checks, like doing my walkthrough, like when I'm doing the inspection for the property. They like, y'all lying. How old are you, 22? Like, no, I'm not that young, but I'm out here and I'm handling my business. So have some respect for me and I'm gonna have some respect for y'all. We not gonna do
facts.
The disrespect thing. We not gonna, you know what I'm saying, treat me like I'm no young gangbanger, none of that, because I'm actually really smart and I'm intellectual, and we just gonna have respect for each other. I'm gonna take care of your property, and you're gonna take care of me when it's time to pay. Like, and we've established a level of respect, man, and I've never had a bad tenant in 7 years. Not
amazing.
One time. Everybody pay their rent on time, everything.
So I wanna talk about this $33,000 bill.
Yeah.
Right? Because oftentimes everybody wants to buy a house and have no money.
Yeah.
And I'm big on don't be house rich and cash poor.
Man.
I scream that shit to the top of my lungs.
Yeah.
Even if you're doing a program like NACA, you should still have some money, because anything can happen when you own real estate. What the hell costs $33,000?
So
to get like I'm confused.
Plumbing.
Like, so tell us.
So with plumbing, you know, plumbing is inside the walls and under the ground. And the only way you can get to it, if you digging stuff up and tearing up the concrete and all that. And they don't do that with their hands. They got to get big machines, excavators and all that. And they don't pay for that. That come out of your pocket. So you're paying just to get to the pipe a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? When they get in the machines, and then once they get to the pipe, I have so much more respect for just plumbers in general. Man, they down there working in poop water, boy. Like, like it's real poop floating in the water. Like, listen, so I have a series on YouTube called The Landlord Life, and I document all of this. I got 3 seasons where I started, like, at the beginning of the pandemic. I'm like, you know what? I'm finna show people what being a landlord is really like. All of this glitz and glam on the internet, that ain't it. Y'all capping. Like, because I deal with issues every day. I'm fixing toilets, unclogging sinks, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And a lot of this stuff I had to learn to do on my own, and some stuff I can't do on my own, and I pay for it. But, like, these guys, man, they digging up the ground, 10 feet down to the ground. They got to get to the pipe. They got to cut the pipe. Yeah. And then, like, in order for them not to mess up the apartment, they had to dig from the outside to the inside. So they had to dig a tunnel. Like, it's a lot. And when I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay. At first, I was upset and I was frustrated. But, like, I see why this costs $33,000. Because this is a lot of work. And I wouldn't know what to do. The first thing to do. Like, and not only that, but that was $16,000. And the other $17,000 came from, I had to put a flood prevention system in after I got the pipes to keep the unit from ever flooding again, because I'm in a flood zone. So essentially, I had to put an entire brand new sewer system right in front of my house. You know, they have sewer systems for the street and the city, but I had to build one for my apartment building so that the garden unit couldn't flood. In Chicago, we got basement unit apartments. Mm-hmm. And if you close to the lake, when it rain a lot, the city gonna shut the lines down. So they, you know what I mean, systems and stuff don't flood. And the tenants, you know what I mean, the residents gonna have to take some of that. And if you don't got a flood prevention system, you just got to eat that if you got a basement.
Wow. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. And I wanted you to break that down because, again, you can't be house rich and cash poor.
Yeah.
If you was house rich and no cash, you couldn't fix
your
plumbing issue.
Cooked.
And that can cause more issues.
So it would have caused one loss of a tenant because that apartment is generating, you know, $1,500 a month. In addition to that, it would have caused mold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Constantly water coming in the apartment. In addition to that, it would have caused damage to the baseboards, to the cabinets, just like, you know, all of those different things. So it would have really, really ran up if I didn't get it fixed. On top of me having to fix the apartment, I would have still had to do the plumbing job if I didn't get it done. So, like, it would have probably ran up to 50, 60 grand if I hadn't done it when I did it at the time. And the crazy thing is, I tried to patch it up for a year and a half. I was, you know, I was trying to put Band-Aids on that thing, like, constantly. You know what I mean? But it just didn't work out for me. And I just had to eat it. But at the end of the day, what I know and I understand real estate, when you do a job like that, something like that, it adds value to your property. Plumbing, electricity, roof work, stuff like that, it adds value. And I added something that my property didn't have, which is a flood control system. So that adds crazy value in a city like Chicago.
So real quick, before we wrap up this segment, I want you to give three quick tips to self-manage your property for the new NACA home buyer who's buying a multifamily.
Man, first and foremost, separate your money from your business money. Like, that's the first thing, because the money not yours. You're going to make your money for real, after probably the first, like, 5 years, because them first few years, you know, you're going to be fixing up little stuff, like, and doing stuff that, because typically when you're buying one of these properties, you're not buying the best property on the market. Again, this is a rental property, you know what I mean? So your first 5 years, you're going to be fixing up little stuff and doing stuff like that, but you need to save your bread because issues are going to come. You're going to have roof issues. You're going to have plumbing issues. Like, these houses are like cars. They're going to break down. You know what I mean? So you got to be prepared for those. Second, just be respectful to the people that are living in your property. You know what I mean? If you want them to respect you, you got to have respect for them as well. When they call you about issues, it's not their fault a lot of times. Your property just doing what properties do. You know what I mean? It's breaking down. And lastly, the third thing would be, man, buy right. You know what I'm saying? Like, buy right, and the property a lot of times will manage itself because the numbers and everything gonna fall the way that they supposed to fall, and it'll make it easy for you to save your money, you know what I mean? Put money to the side, take care of your expenses, live life how you wanna live your life. And those are the three main things, man.
I like that.
Yeah. Man, lots of gems, brother. Give it up to our brother Andre. Look, we're gonna come back part two of this episode, super dynamic. Like Kiana said earlier, get your notepads out because a lot more information is coming.
I know we need to wrap up, but he didn't give his rant and he didn't give his gem.
Let him get
and
it.
One thing about Andre, this is my people. Every time he comes in Atlanta, he just has such good energy.
Facts.
I just love his spirit. So you got to give us a rant about your industry, which you already do, for real, on Instagram and on his YouTube channel, and a gem about just being in your industry.
A rant would be, man, like, stop letting the internet, like, trick you and fool you. Focus on doing one thing at a time. I know it look cool. Everybody out here doing crypto. You got people doing stock options. You got people doing real estate. You got people with a trucking business. All that's cool, and you can do all of that. But focus on one thing at a time, because what the internet will have you out here, it will have you out here spread so thin. You trying to do so many different things, and you got $5,000. You can't do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you can't go buy a house, start a trucking business, and a clothing line with five bands. Like, it just ain't gonna work out that way.
You do it all without breaking a sweat, and you do it all in style. From being a boss exec to getting the kids ready for school, checking homework, family dinners, lunches and brunches with your day ones, trips to the salon, and weekend getaways are anything but a getaway. That's why Infiniti fully reimagined the QX60 to help you conquer it all with ease. A luxury SUV as functional as it is stylish, and as versatile as it is serene. Even when you have back-to-back conference calls on top of the kids' basketball practices, not to mention your side hustles, it's all done with grace. The all-new Infiniti QX60 has available features like seating for up to 7 passengers, a suite of active safety features, and massaging front seats. It's the SUV designed to help you conquer life in style. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to have 1,000 over here, 2 over here, and 2 over here. And then when something come up, like, you stuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, man, like, focus on one thing at a time. You know what I mean? And for me, the first thing for me was the real estate. That established my foundation. It gave me the freedom. It gave me the ability to save my money to now I can go and reinvest in other things. And a gym would be, man, just, man, stay down till you come up. Like, Don't quit so fast. Don't be so, and I learned that from dealing with NACA. Like, everything not gonna always go your way. Don't be so entitled. People don't owe you nothing out here. People don't owe you nothing. Focus on doing what you're supposed to do, and God will put everything in your life at the right time and in the right place. I promise you that.
Look, big gems. Tell them how to find you, Dre.
I'm at Renaissance125 across all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, my website, www.therenaissanceyou.com. I just put out a book called Renaissance's 5-Step Guide on Getting Your Shit Together. If you interested, I got a few copies in my book bag. You can grab that. And also my YouTube channel, I got a lot of dope stuff. Like I say, my series, The Landlord Life. And just I'm just working, man. I'm out here working. I got merch. You know, click the link in my bio. You know, all that. So, yeah,
I
man.
I could have got a hat today, though. I really want one.
I got you.
Hat.
Next time I come in, man, I promise you.
Right. Say less. Well, look, after this commercial break, we're going to bring on the NACA queen herself, my girl Nadera. So stay tuned.
Hey, you guys. We are coming to you live from London. And we wonder, why aren't they a part of our community?
Look, if you're not part of the Ransom Gyms gym dropping community, you're doing yourself a tremendous disservice. We got live events, behind the scenes, live Q&As with our guests. You need to be a part of the community.
You got to be a part of this community so you can ask questions to all of our guests, so you can interact with us, vibe with us, get exclusive behind the scenes footage. I mean, we're going to have everything you need in our community. So y'all stop asking questions on Instagram and join our community so you can get the real answers.
Exactly. So link is in the bio. Join the Ransom Gym certified gym dropper community today. Get behind the scenes action, live Q&As, free access to all of our live pop-ups, and the Ransom Gyms live experience tour. So don't wait, don't hesitate. Link in the bio, join today.
See you soon, gym droppers.
Peace.
All right, man, we are back from commercial break. And let me tell you, y'all should be in these live experiences, man, because we have a whole blast with our live audience. If I look like I'm crying and tearing, because we've just been laughing up a storm. But let's get back to the show. So, part two, we had to bring in my girl, Nadera. We actually went to junior high school together.
What?
Me and her go back like a hairline. Like literally. like a hairline, right? And so, we're going to bring on my girl, Nadera, the NACA queen. How are you, Nadera?
I'm good.
You brought the people with you today, huh?
I brought the people. I'm good. How are you
Queens
guys?
Get the money.
Queens. All day,
Queens get the money.
Queens get the money.
Let's go.
I love it.
Talk to us, Nadera. So who are you? Introduce yourself for the people.
My name is Nadera Taylor. I'm the principal broker of Diamond Mine Real Estate, a.k.a. the NACA Queen. We have offices here in New York, Georgia, and we're coming to California and Jersey. And my goal is...
Told you, queens get the money.
All day. And my goal is to help people purchase homes through affordability programs.
Love it. So, first question is, when did you fall in love with real estate?
I fell in love with real estate years ago as a necessity. My story, teenage mother, my first job, 2001, and it was for a major real estate firm. And I've held titles in corporation as executor, property manager, director of compliance. So my love for real estate goes way back, and I learned the game from the inside out. And I figured as I'm learning the game, I could just stop, because once you get that loophole, I'm like, hey, I don't have to be a sales agent. I can become a broker because I'm managing properties, and all that money adds up. I found the loophole, became a broker, and here I am today.
Mm. Love it. I love the fact that you said that you're a teenage mom. Right? Teenage mm-hmm. mom, and it didn't stop you. You just made
not
you hungry,
all.
And you just kept on going. So mm-hmm. salute to you for that one.
Thank
That's
you.
Dope. I love mm-hmm. that.
Thank
so let's
you.
Talk NACA.
All right.
You are the NACA queen. First of all, how many of these NACA deals have you closed in your career?
Honestly, we started 6 years ago.
I would say about 300 easy.
Woo!
Woo!
All majority here in New York.
Majority in New York. We're actually on our first Knockadill in Georgia, but all in New York.
Wow. Mm. So it can happen.
It could definitely happen.
And you purchased your first home with Naka.
Yes, I did 11 years ago.
Mm. See?
How much you pay for that house?
Shoot, 11 years ago?
Yeah.
$265.
How much is worth today?
$825.
Woo! Queens get the money.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Hold on. You had a question? My bad. I'm getting hyped right here.
I see how you're getting hyped. Yeah. But
take the mic. The rum punch.
I know that you are, like, you've closed so many loans, and there's so many realtors and brokers and real estate professionals. They just really want to understand how they can better represent their clients. So, you know, just talking from experience, can you give them a few simple steps about how they can better assist their clients through the NACA program?
I'll be honest with you. I think that you have to go through the NACA program in some form or fashion for you to even understand. So when people complain about the NACA program, it's hard. I quit the NACA program twice, you know, and because that's how hard it was. And mm-hmm. I felt like they were asking for a lot of information. And, you know, we know how it is with not-for-profits. You get what I'm saying? And we're like, you just want too much. Just give me the money. And like a lot of people, though, I thought that NACA was a magic program. Mm-hmm. And me, myself, personally, I wasn't ready. And as I'm helping more people now, I see where my mistake was. So it's easier for me to help people get accepted because, one, I understand their pain when they're going through the process. Mm-hmm. Two, I understand what it is when they feel that because they went through this rigorous program, that they feel they deserve this million-dollar house. Mm-hmm. However, your assets and the amount that you were approved for and whatever information you provided while you went through the program doesn't afford you that million-dollar house that they want. So I understand the ins and the outs to explain to them, like, okay, fine, you know, you did this. However, looking at the market and looking at what you are approved for, this is what you can afford. So I think that the agents who are most successful are the ones that actually went through the program. Mm.
But what if they can't? Like, what if you can't? Like, you know, you got to keep in mind. And I know how NACA works. It's such a... It is a rigorous process, and it takes a lot of you just motivating your clients mm-hmm. just to continue on with the process. That's before you even get to the home shopping part, which is a whole nother beast
right.
of buying property. So when you're like, okay, what can agents tell their clients to get prepared for the NACA program?
One, you have to have funds. So I think that when everyone say that there's no money down, that's absolutely true. NACA pays your closing costs, NACA pays your attorney fees, and also your appraisal fees. However, we're living in a world now where you need to have some type of money. So even if you're following us on Instagram, you see people holding a check, they receive the refund back. However, you needed to give them something. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying? So a lot of people come into this program without any savings. Now, you need to have the money. You'll get it back. But you need to be able to tell the owner, I have something to show you that I have skin in the game. And I think that's where a lot of agents who haven't gone through the program, where they get confused because they just hear no money down. So, yes, like anyone else, they want to help this person, you know, get this home.
Right.
But you need to have some type of skin in the game. And as an agent, once you understand that, then I think that you will be a lot more successful. But you have to have money.
Number one, have some money.
Have some money.
What about number two? What's something else they can tell their clients to prepare for?
Number two, they can tell their clients, like the brother said earlier, is you need to be okay with your MLO, your mortgage loan officer. So even if you have an agent that does not understand NACA, we all know, even if it's not NACA, you know, you, as an agent, you need to be okay with the loan officer. You need to be able to pick up the phone and either make a phone call, mm-hmm. or if it's a program where you aren't able to speak with the loan officer directly, you need to be able to tell your client what they should ask. And it's just certain fundamentals when it comes to real estate that you can do to tell your client, like, hey, listen, okay, well, when are you getting your commitment? Ask them this. Is your commitment condition free? Well, what are your conditions? Because even though I don't understand the program, I know real estate.
Right.
So let me know what your conditions are so I can help you with that on this end. Mm. Mm, mm,
mm, mm, mm. We got two. Yeah. All right, so what's the third thing you would tell an agent to do to help their client?
Attach themselves to either a brokerage or another agent who understands NACA. Mm-hmm. So if you continue to run into a brick wall, then there must be something that's missing, whether it's in your town or it's in your state. So if you're doing NACA, let's say in New York, you can come to Diamond Mine. But if not, if you're doing NACA somewhere else, I'm not the only one that does NACA. Who in that state is familiar with NACA? Maybe I should join their brokerage firm, or maybe I should attach myself to this person so that this way I can learn it.
Great information.
Good information.
Great information.
Yeah, I got a question. So as a buyer, let's talk to the person who's never heard of NACA before, right? Mm-hmm. Let's break down the qualification. Like, what's the minimum credit score? Because I know it's a savings pattern.
Yes, let's
break down like the ABCs of NACA, of how to get approved for a NACA loan in 2022.
Okay. So to be approved through NACA in 2022, like I said, you already need to have money. However, NACA goals according, there's two things that they don't play with. One of those are your rent pattern. You must pay your rent on time. So if you were on time with your rent all year, and it's time for you to go to your qualification in March, and you miss January, guess what? Your year just started again in February.
Mm. Wow.
That's one thing that they don't play with. They also don't play with savings. You need to have some type of savings. So in New York, what's ideal for a single family is $2,600 a month. But if your rent is only $1,500, then that means that you are now saving $1,100 a month. You cannot stop or skip a savings. Once you establish whatever your savings pattern is, whether it's $50 or $1,000, you need to do that until the closing table.
So with the rent, let's just say I live with mom and dad. I live at home. I live in the basement because this is New York, right? Most people can't afford to go get a $3,000 apartment. They're living at home, right? So do they have to pay mom and dad rent? Can they live at home and not pay any rent and still get approved?
Well, you don't necessarily have to pay your mom and dad. So if you were lucky enough to have one of those mom and dads that don't charge you, because you know how it was growing up.
100%. You're going to pay.
Exactly. So if you were lucky enough, then you need to now, that is now your savings. So again, even though you live with mom and dad rent free, you don't want them to know how much money you make, you're still saving that $2,600 a month so that this way you can show it to NACA. However, instead of a year, they want 8 months.
8 months.
8 months.
Now, as far as the savings pattern, like you said, so if you want to get a mortgage that's going to say cost you $4,000 a month, you have to show that you are saving $4,000 a month.
Correct.
Every single month for at least 12 months.
Correct. It's either rent plus savings that equals $4,000 or it's just savings.
Okay. Now, what if you don't have that?
Then you will not be approved for $4,000 a month. And then this is where Diamond Mine Real Estate start coaching you and say, you know what? Okay, I understand you like that house with those taxes, but you're more in this area over here. We're gonna find some nice ones over here. Don't worry about it. That's the next house.
Go for that one.
Yeah.
Because you ain't saving enough.
Yeah, we're a little bit over here.
So, but the key I think you said is don't break the savings pattern though. Because sometimes people go through these programs and then they say, oh, I got pre-approved. Then they go find a house. It may take them 3-4 months. But in that 3-4 month time after they got approved, they stopped saving.
Right. And I've seen that happen as well. So we've helped people where they were approved 3-4 months ago. They didn't upload anything. They didn't do anything. They done bought a car. They did anything. Everything that they were told not to do, they did it. And and when we put them in contract, I've seen the bank walk away. It's like, okay, well, you no longer qualify for this amount that we gave you.
Mm. So you gave us three. So, all right, before I go on, what's the minimum credit score?
620.
620. What if I got a 615?
Then you're waiting a little while.
Okay.
we'll work with you to boost that up a little bit.
I was about to say some shit.
I love her conflict resolution. We're just going to wait a little while. You're just going to have to buy over here.
She's so politically correct.
It's just so politically correct. I love it.
She's going to have to wait a little bit.
You're just going to have to wait a little while.
Now, when we heard from Dre earlier, he purchased multifamilies with NACA. Now, the loan limits I've been hearing haven't changed.
No.
Right? So NACA, so explain like the loan limits for NACA.
So NACA is still using 2019 conforming loan limits.
Wow.
So in New York, for a single family home, they're 726. However, in Georgia, because Georgia isn't considered high cost yet, they're 484.
I know.
Now,
it's a shame.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For a two-family here, they're at 930. For a three-family, 1.124. I know I do this all day. For a four-family, we're at 1.397.
That doesn't get you much in New York.
It doesn't, but that's why you need to have an agent that's not just seasoned in NACA, but you also need to have like a real estate agent. So when you get people that say, you know what, I can't get you a house because I don't know NACA, oftentimes it's also because they don't know real estate.
Ooh.
You woke up and chose violence today in Brooklyn, huh?
I chose violence.
You're choosing violence. They don't know real estate. Keep going, Queen. I like this spice. So does Jordana. You see her face? She love that shit.
That's why she gave out the juice. She said she ain't need a drink. She already coming with it. But it's like you need to understand real estate. There are houses for under 726. And everyone knows that, okay, so in Suffolk County, you could get a house that's $450,000, but in Nassau County, that same house might be the 726. So you need to be able to know your areas and no matter which state you're at.
How taxes are we getting different. Our loans, our offers accepted with a NACA loan? Because these agents don't want to hear no NACA. They don't even want to hear FHA. So, you know, right. We're looking at one right now, too.
Oh, I am not hitting on that again. No, that is not true. That is not what I said. What I said was it is difficult to compete because you guys have different contingencies that are not required with other loan programs, including NACA. In the state of Georgia, you got to have a 10-day minimum due diligence period. And in our state, our state protects the buyer. So what that does is it says, hey, buyer, you can terminate for any reason. If you woke up and said, oh, I didn't like the way my hair laid today, I want to terminate this contract, give me my money back, you can get your money back. And that is crazy to say, Georgia, you can't do that. Let's say you're competing against multiple offers. You need 10 days to see if you want to change your mind. And this person only said, I'll need one day. Well, the 10-day person is going to lose. Right. So I want to know how you're getting around it, because we're in the middle of a housing crisis, especially an affordable housing crisis. And it's a shortage. So I would love for not just agents, but other people to know what can they do to win deals, because you guys deserve to use these programs. Mm-hmm. The market is it's up in the stuff.
We need three tips. Give us three tips to get out.
All right. So I'm gonna give three quick tips because I can't give all my secrets. Remember, I have 17 agents who pay a split. You already know I know. So we can't give away all the secrets.
Give them two then.
But here's one important one, right? So I already said you need to have money in order for you to do NACA, right? I'm like a real New Yorker talking with my hands.
Please,
but give it to me. Please give me the advice. So if you have $50,000, $60,000, right? And your house is $500,000 that you're trying to purchase, $50,000 of it is 10%. So you are no longer putting down 3.5%. Now you're putting down 10%. You're going to get that money back anyway. Let it ride. Put everything on it. Max out. You got $100,000. This looks better than the person, even with FHA, that's not doing NACA, with a bank that's preferred from the listing agent. You know, 10% down, 15% down looks so much better than 3.5% down. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of people are missing. Like, they have the money, they're going to get it back. NACA's 100% financing. Mm. One last thing that will say is that NACA doesn't always have to be 100% financing.
We're listening.
Put the 3.5% on the principal if you got it.
There you go. There you go.
And that's it. That's all I got, because I have agents that... And first of all, she has agents that pay her a fee and a split for the information.
But this was some valuable information. If you're an agent, I hope you took notes and you paid attention, because at least these two tips will help you better represent your clients and get your offers accepted in this very competitive market. But you also are looking out for the best interest of your clients by allowing them to use the program, because that interest rate is unbeatable. It is unbeatable. Nah,
the interest rate is dope. So what's the interest rate for NACA right now?
As of right now? See, now there's two...
Hold on. Disclaimer.
Yes.
Disclaimer. This is for today.
Today only.
Today only. Today is... What day is this we filming this? Like, what's the day? Somebody tell me today. What's today?
Today is the 5th.
Today is March 5th, people, when we filming this. You might see this in April 5th. All right, so you check with your loan officer for those rates of that day. But as of today, what are
the rates? As of today, it's 3% or 4%. And the reason why these
3% or 4%?
Or 4, not
2. Explain this to us.
Okay, so now with NACA, you're either a non-priority member or you are a priority member.
What's the difference?
So we're going to use New York numbers, and I could also use Georgia numbers. So the track median income percentage for New York is $85,000. For Georgia, it's $82,000. So if you make $85,000 or $82,000 or less, you are considered to be a non-priority member. That's even if it's a dollar under, you are a priority member starting off at the lower interest rate. However, if you make a dollar more, you are now starting off at the higher interest rate. However, if you're purchasing in an area that is considered to be low to moderate income, mm-hmm. you are now a priority member. It doesn't matter if you make $300,000 or $400,000. If you're purchasing somewhere that's considered to be, you know, low cost, then you are now considered to be a priority member, and you start off with the lower interest rate.
Okay, y'all understood that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you start off at that 3%, then you can buy it down.
Then you could buy your interest rate down.
What can you buy down to right now, today?
As of
March 5th.
As of March 5th, if you...
You gotta say that, because people are nuts.
You do.
They'd be like, I heard you on Rent to Gym. You said the rate was this, and it may come out a month from now, and it may be 2% higher. So you gotta, like, you know, let the people know.
So if you are a non-priority member, you can only buy down 5 points, which is...
Only 5 points?
Only 5 points, but that's still a lot.
That's a lot of damn points.
Which is 1.25% that you can buy down and comes off. If you are a priority member, you can buy 7 points. Wow. Which, what is that, 1.75?
Damn. So you can still, and you can get a sales concession to pay that.
Right. So they only cap what you bring to the table. They don't cap what the seller brings to you. So if the seller gives you more money, you can buy down even more.
That's amazing.
Even if you're capped at the 5 or the 7 points and the seller decides to give you more money,
take the money.
Rock out.
All right. So as a buyer, I'm working with Diamond Mine Realty and one of your 17 wonderful agents.
Yes.
Right? How do we go through this process without being stressed the fuck out? Because NACA is the gift and the curse. Let's just keep it up. Let's just keep it real.
It's a fact. We'll
this
keep
is
it,
the gift and the curse.
We'll keep it real. But what we'll do at Diamond Mine Real Estate is that we'll coach you through the whole program. So we have two types of buyers. We have the ones that we register. You get one-on-one Zooms with us. That means that we're coaching you from start to finish. And we have a high successful rate where if you start with us, then you automatically, it's like, because we gave you all of the tips of the trade, you're automatically qualified on your first visit with your MLO. Now, if you already have a NACA ID, I do monthly Zooms, and at that time, people come in, they ask all their questions, and I help them get qualified at that point. But we're getting commitments for NACA in less than 21 days. We're closing in 30.
So you can close a NACA loan in 30 days?
In 30 days.
That sounds like cap.
But it sounds like
it
somebody.
Sounds like
no,
cap.
She's connected.
What?
She's well connected and highly respected.
I know what the comments are going to say. Well, it took me 8 years to close on NACA, right? But you are the NACA queen.
Yes.
So your buyers are closing in 30 days.
Our buyers are closing in 30 days. We're to the point now where the sellers need more time, because a lot of people accept programs because they feel that they have more time to do whatever it is that they want to do. And we're like, well, when we closing?
It's
now,
a
we're
humble
harassing,
brag.
We're harassing people.
I love it.
I love it.
All right. We'll be on time. We gotta go. Okay, we gotta go. So
we gotta go.
We're gonna end this. You gotta give us one more because you gave a lot of gems.
Oh yes.
So we need another rant.
Okay.
Another gem for our audience.
And we don't need the gems you give your 17 agents that pay you a split. You give us another one.
I have to make sure they protect it. The only rant that I would have is one, you have to do your due diligence. Mm-hmm. You have to keep up with your paperwork. And this is just to the buyers. From a real estate perspective, we have a lot of NACA buyers. I don't understand why listing agents feel that we have to come to the open houses in order to get an accepted offer. That's my rant in real estate. If you're there anyway, why you just can't show the house? Like, here's our business card. We're going to make sure that you close.
Jesus.
The bottom line is that we're going to help you sell this house. So that's my rant in real estate. I hope somebody can answer that in the comments.
Listen, we had a whole thing about that in Georgia. Yeah. And we had to make sure that it's also on the listing agreement with the listing agent and also the seller. Because what seller is going to agree to an agent saying, I'm listing your house, and then when I host an open house to sell your house, if five people so happen to come without an agent, the agent that got them ready to buy the house, we're not going to pay them mm-hmm. because they didn't have an agent actually escort them. What kind of greedy, selfish, messy stuff is that?
We're on like, the same that page.
That's not how you're supposed to sell a house, because in that case, when you flip your hat, you're representing the seller's best interest, and you should want to get that house sold mm-hmm. by any means necessary, great. Whether the agent came or not. You was there giving out cookies and brochures anyway. Let the people tour the house and then call their agent. And that's how we all win. And we forget that as agents, one thing about buying, and I've sold quite a few houses. One thing about real estate is this. You may work with a client once, maybe twice, but and if I was in this market, I could see myself doing deals with her consistently. Mm-hmm. You need to have those good relationships in the industry so you can win offers, win deals, and keep those relationships going.
Agreed.
Great.
All right. And what's your gem?
She gave the gem.
That was the rant.
No, the gem was the paperwork.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Then we good then.
Thank you. We good.
You get rants and gems and all this. I like it. All right. So y'all learned something today?
Yes.
All right. Cool. Madeira, tell the people how to find you and one of your 17 agents.
You can find us on Instagram and Facebook, Diamond Mine RE, DiamondMineRE. And we're also on YouTube giving 2-minute videos to help you along the whole process, and that's at Diamond Mine Real Estate. And on Diamond Mine RE, all the agents are listening. I always, always showcase the agents.
I love it.
Give it up for Nadira, the NACA queen herself.
The agents are in the building.
Shout out to LaDonna.
The 17 agents.
She's hype.
Oh, well, I saw y'all.
Go ahead, LaDonna. Yo, y'all should be here. All right, audience, you should be at the live experience. My name is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, better known as International MG.
And my name is Kiana Watson, license number 317576. Broker Extraordinaire, hashtag international baby.
Yes.
And thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Rants and Gems show.
Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.